Okay, good morning. It's great to be back. Great to be back in, Mendy called it a fort, but I really call it a tent. Let's be more accurate. Yeah, Shikoff, thank you everybody for giving Shurim. And from what I heard, I have to hear the recordings, but I heard the Shurim really well received, Baruch Hashem. We have more and more people coming out to learn Torah. And it's really in your zchus of the Shurim that are given over the past month. And please God, we'll have many more opportunities over the coming year. But for me personally, this is, I'm really excited to be back with Five to Go, excited to be back in the tent learning with everybody here live. So let's begin Five to Go of Parshas Ray. Parshas Ray is packed with so many different mitzvos and different opportunities. There's one phrase, if you know the phrase, you could scream it. Otherwise, I'll leave it as a trivia question. There's one phrase that appears at least 11 times in this parsha, in many, many different mitzvos. We call it Milah Mancha or Milot Manchot. That comes up many times in the Parsha. Let's begin with the Navi Sheker. The Navi Sheker in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, tells us, Ki yakum bekibrecha navio cholim chalom, menasan elacha os omo face. So if a person who pretends to be a prophet and shares prophecy and is ultimately found out to be a false prophet, that's a capital punishment. One is liable to the death penalty as a result of the becoming and falsifying their prophecy. The Gemara goes through all those details, exactly what it is. The Netziv here writes something very, very powerful. He says, why would it be that someone would even decide to become a false prophet? Where would that come from? What would be the context or the situation for Shus Rabbi Yudin? We welcome him and Chevy back as well. Where would it be that a person would want to become a false prophet? So the Netziv writes something very, very powerful, and I would say very, very realistic and all too common. He says, the ha'inyan d'mayri b'eis mikra is a choli oshtar pegara ba'ir u'baha navi la'agi d'skulas avod z'chochavim ponis liyos nitzal mimikra zu. The false prophet comes into play and tries to take advantage of somebody's plight. Somebody's sick. Somebody's going through a personal difficult time. There is a machala going around. And that person, thank you, Michael, wants to take advantage. So what do they say? Listen to me. Do so-and-so. Do this. Say that. Go here. And you will be cured of your illness, your disease. Things will be better. Shalom bayis. Just do this, do that. So this is something we don't have literally a false prophet today, but we have false prophets in this sense, where there are people that come in, people that are going through difficult times. They're searching, they're yearning, they're looking for something. All too often, a quick fix. There are no quick fixes in life. That's definitely true. But the false prophet comes in to say, I got a quick fix for you. I got something you, and that will change everything. Give money here, do this here, happen. That's not what the Torah wants. So the Torah says, you know why we take it so severely and so strictly, a false prophet, according to the Netziv, they're taking advantage of somebody in their difficult time. And that is horrific. That's something that we say that's abhorrent. And we say that person should be punished appropriately. Is thought number one for this morning. Number two is an amazing, amazing pre-tzaddik. The pre-tzaddik was a tzaddik HaKohen Milublin, one of the great Hasidic Rebbes of the 19th century. He writes the following: Rei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklava. So there's many, many, many drushos on this pasuk. The most common question that's asked is Rei Anochi. That's in singular. No saying lifnechem in plural. That is the classic question. All the darshanim address that. And why is that in singular and then in plural? The pre-tzaddik here says something different. He writes the following. He says the language of no saying is a positive language. No saying comes from the language of matana, of a present, of a gift. So why is it re'ei anochi no saying lifnechem hayom bracha? Good. Hashem gives us gifts. brachos. Hashem doesn't give us klalos, curses, as a gift as well. So the pre-Tzadik writes like this. V'chein amar, re'e anochi nesein v'chem ayom, brachu klala, she'hei matana. Both brachos and lo aleinu klalos in our lives can also, with the right perspective and with the right amount of time, can also be viewed as a matana as well. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah with a great language.
Pause for a second.
Lo l'ra'asam nasati lahem brachus akolos. I didn't, not for, God is not playing with us by choosing to give us klalos. It's not for God's evil intentions. Elo diacha eza derech tova shivchu. Sometimes that path, the klalos is there to show us the right path, or to show us how bad things could be. Or maybe there's a bracha that comes out of that klala. So both of those ultimately come from a good source. That's what the first pasuk in our parsha is teaching us. I believe I heard this from a Yudin first, but Thomas Edison, how many times did it take him to make the light bulbs? Over 10,000. So he writes, I have not failed 10,000 times in my making of the light bulb, whatever number he got up to. I have not failed even once. I have succeeded in proving that 10,000, there are 10,000 ways that will not work. Right? And if you think at it, research, the big discussion now in research, how much money should we put into medical research, right? For a specific virus or a specific machala, lo aleinu. And the doctors say we need to put billions and billions of dollars into research. Michael, I'm sure you know about this more than I do. Right? Not because of they're going to maybe fix this specific thing, but through going through the failures of trying to, you know, solve this virus, they find many other things, right? Many other, oh, how do we find scotch tape? I find out, read Scott, it's every single house has many, many, you know, how is that found? Because they failed in something else, right? Failing in something else is not a failure on its own. We can look at it. It's a matana, the brachos and the klalos. The bracha that we're all going to recite after having a big cup of iced coffee this morning is borei nefashos, rabos, v'chesronan. We praise the chesronos also, because in those lackings that we have in life, we have the ability to look at things in a new way, in a different way, and ultimately they can be brachos, blessings as well. That is thought number two, straight from the great Rebbe, Rav Tzadok HaKomi Lublin. Third, yeah.
It's the post-its. The post-its.
Yeah.
That was discovered by accident, the post-it, and not the 3M company.
Yeah.
Right? They just, that made their entire...
I think Scotch tape, they're trying to find something with x-rays, no? I think you'll Google it. But I think a lot of these common things that we have in our house, and even post-its, okay, if you're not post-its, we would survive. But there are things that are even greater than post-its that we find as a mistake. And it's through this trial and error that we have this ability to do that. There's a story between the Imre Emes, who is the third Geyer Rebbe, and the Chafetz Chaim. They went to Knessia Gedola. Every year in Europe, all the Rabbanim would gather together for a few days to discuss the issues on hand. And the story goes that the Imre Emes met the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was undisputed the Gadol Hador in his day. And he said, Rebbe, I have a kasha for you. What's the kasha? The pasuk says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Seilechu. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Seilechu. After Hashem, you shall walk. So there are two ways to say that. You could have said Achar Hashem Elokeichem Seilechu and Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Seilechu. And more or less, it would mean the same thing. And in fact, the Imre Emes said, I have a kasha for you. It's actually a Rashi in our Parsha and in other places in the Torah as well. That sometimes the Torah uses the word achar. For example, right before the Akedah, it's achar hadvarim ha'ela. We'll pause. When the Torah uses the word achar, Rashi writes, it means samach, right away, right after. Meaning, Avram made a deal with the Plishtim, and right after that, and then he had the party, right after that was the Akedah, and Rashi darshans out why, but achar hadrim, right afterwards, and as a result of. Acharei, in our parsha Rashi, acharei means, not in this pasuk, but a different pasuk, means muflag, very distant, disconnected from here. So, the Imam says, acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, sounds different. It should be, we should cling to Hashem. It should be samach, close to Hashem, we shall walk. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, acharei, distant from Hashem, you shall walk, which is not, doesn't sound right. We should be as close to Hashem as possible. So the Imre Emes asked the Chafetz Chaim, what's pshat? And you should know the Imre Emes was very influential in European Jewry of that day. Why? He was the gadol in the Hasidic Shavelt. And why was that important? Because there are two things that the Chafetz Chaim and the Ger Rebbe did together. One was the Haskama on women's learning. It wasn't just the Chafetz Chaim, but the Ger Rebbe, they were both maskim to it. And that's why it was deemed okay and appropriate. And that changed. That changed Jewish education forever. The second was the Imre Emes was very supportive of, anyone know? The Daf Yomi. The Daf Yomi, they say, only got started because the Imre Emes was very supportive of it. And who does it, right? Who's involved in Daf Yomi? Look around the table here. Say about half the table, probably, if not more. Ken Yerbu, right? More and more people. The Imre Emes was in his base medrash in Gura Kalavarian. We've been there, where they started that. I think it was on Rosh Hashanah night, whatever year it was, in the 20s. So he says, Rebbe, I don't understand this. So he says, I have a pshat, Chafetz Chaim. I'm sorry, the Chafetz Chaim answers like this. And then he gives his upshot. He says like this. Maybe this is the answer. That maybe, what is it teaching you? That acharei, sometimes we view Hashem as acharei. That Hashem, we think, is very distant from us. We're going through difficulties. Right? We're going through a hard time. And it feels, it's hard for us to open up the sitter. It's hard for us to come to shul. It's difficult. It feels acharei. But really, even in those moments, Hashem wants us to feel close. Know that even in those moments of acharei, don't give up. Al yisya'esh, you should try in those moments to strengthen oneself and feel close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the Chafetz Chaim answered the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes then said, maybe I have a b'chabu de gadol hador, I have a teiret b'der chasidus, he writes. His answer is, a person may think that they're distant from Hashem, but really, no one's ever distant from Hashem. Even in the distance, we're close, right? One of those days that really represents that is the day of Tisha B'Av. It's a day of distance and a day of closeness at the same time. And you can't explain that in words. It's only something you can experience. To not say Tachana, to not have Avinu Malkeinu, to not, but yet, right? It's Tisha B'Av, you're sitting on the floor. In the distance, sometimes people feel closer. In Avelos, people say they feel close to Hashem. Closer then. In Aninos, don't do mitzvos. It's sometimes for some people, they feel closer to Hashem in those moments, in those distant moments, than in other moments in their lives. That is the discussion here. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu between the Chafetz Chaim and the Imre Emes. One of the, major marmakomos in our parsha for the mitzvah tzedak is in Parshas Re'eh, in the middle end of Parshas Re'eh, we have the mitzvah tzedakah. We have many, many important lessons and thoughts about tzedakah here, but I'll share one from the Magid of the Divna Magid. He says on the following pasuk, "Nason titein lo, you shall surely give to the ani." V'lo yira levavcha besitecha lo, you shall not find evil in your heart in giving to him. Ki biglal hadavar hazeh, it is because of this thing, yivrecha Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem shall bless you. So the Magid, the Magid says the following, and I already learned this. I probably explained it already in the translation because I don't know another way to translate the pasuk now once I saw the Dibna Magid. So the Dibna Magid says the following, that when one is giving tzedakah, one should give with a whole heart. You obviously have to look into and make sure the person is a good guy and, you know, and everything is kosher, the yosh. They're not taking advantage like we saw in the first thought for today. But know that you should be down the kafschos. When someone's coming, you can ask, how come the person doesn't have a job? How come they can't help this? Where is this? Maybe our job is also to help them with those things if they can't help themselves. But he says that we should try to don the kafschos. Look at this person, give generously, and help this person out. Look at them in a positive way. And if we do that, it's mida keneged mida, that Hashem is going to help us out as well. And he said, this is the pasuk, nason, double language, titein lo. Don't just give them, but when we all make judgments, judge them favorably. Think about them in a positive way. V'lo yira levavta besita chalo. Don't walk away and say, oh, I can't believe. Like, look at this. Yeah. Like, we should feel surprised for the, you know, we should, lo yira levavta besita chalo. And if we do that, then it's mida keneged mida, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act towards us in the same way. Ki beklal hadavar hazeh. If we're able to look at them favorably, because of that, Hashem will be able to bless us in the same vein. Right? The Baal Shem Tov used to say, it's a pasuk we say every single morning, Hashem tzilcha ayad minecha. That Hashem is our shadow. What does it mean Hashem is our shadow? The way that, so we move our arm, the shadow moves with us. The way that we behave and act towards other people is the way that Hashem interacts with us, right? The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say in the month of Elul, they ask him every year, Rebbe, how do we prepare for the month of Elul? What's the best thing we should be doing? How do we get a good judgment? He said, Ma'avir amidosa. Try to give in. Give in all your relationships. Don't be so strong. Give in. Because the Gemara says, once Mavir mitosav, Mavir lo kopshav. If Hashem is able to see that we're not going to dig our feet in our interactions with other people, right? And Hashem says, I'll do the same thing to you. I won't be so exacting in my interactions with you. And that's what this pasuk says. So titein lo, give them generously, right? It doesn't mean only supporting, but it means the way that we interact with them as well. That is the fourth thought for today. And the last one comes from a sefer. I haven't looked at this sefer in a while, but I had a guest come over for Shabbos, and he said, what is it? It's called Lachzos Benom Hashem. Play the story behind the sefer. Lachzos Benom Hashem. So he said, where'd you get this sefer? And I have Baruch Hashem, a lot of Sfarim. I don't know why. I was curious why. So I said, the truth is that I was in Eretz Yisrael about 8-9 years ago on a trip. And I was by the Kotel. I was sitting by the Kotel. I was davening / learning. And somebody comes over to me and says, would you like to buy my sefer? I said, can I see it? It was on tefillah. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. I said, you know, I looked at like a few pages. It was wonderful. I said, how many copies do you have? He said, actually, 3 volumes. I got all 3. I had them in my home. And a day later, I went to go visit my Rav growing up, Rabbi Marcus. I just visited him. He's in America. I visited him last week. So he was in Israel. He loves, Sfarim is one of his big things. So he said, you got to get this new sefer. I said, what, could I see it? The same exact sefer. It was the same one. I forgot what it's called on Tefillah. Same sefer. Amazing. 2 years later, I'm back in Israel and I'm looking for this guy because I want to. It's great. You can't buy it anywhere. It's not in stores. So I see him. I recognized him. And he says, I have something on Chumash now. Lachsos b'noam Hashem. So I got as many as I could. I only had like three of the volumes on the Parshios. I got two. I gave one away as a gift. And so I tell this guy this story. He said, that's so funny because I have an uncle that went to Israel, got this random sefer. I'd never seen it anywhere before, except in my father's library. And there's great vorts in there. I remember he has Shemos. I'm like, I don't have Shemos. I have Bamidbar and Devarim. So that's why he asked me about that sefer. He's never seen it anywhere else except in my house and now in his father's house. So he says the following. Yishamer lecha, Perik Yud Beis, Sukkim Yud Gimel Yudal. Yishamer lecha, Pentala Olusecha b'chol makom asher tira. Here we're talking about Isser of Bamos, so to be careful about where we bring korbanos, once in Eretz Yisrael, Mishkan Shiloh, different halachos, Mishnayos and Tzvachim, talk about exactly where you're allowed to bring korbanos. Once the Beis Hamikdash was around, only in the Beis Hamikdash, but before the Beis Hamikdash, there was a heter bamos, which certain korbanos were allowed to be brought in certain places. But the pasuk says, "Hishamer locha pentala olosecha." Be careful where you bring your korban olos. Bechomachom shershir tirah, where you could see it, meaning where the Mishkan Shiloh was, you could see it in where from that makom, you could see that makom, you could bring the korbanos. Kim b'makom asher yivchar Hashem b'chad shivatecha sham tala olosecha. In the place that Hashem chooses, you could bring the olos. V'sham ta'aseh kol asher anochi mitzavecha. And you shall do everything that I command you to do. So he quotes the Belzer Rebbe, Yisach of Dovmi Belz, who says a beautiful shot, a vort, homiletic idea based on his pasuk. He would say like this, you see people that want to grow. And you see people that want to grow tremendously. They get inspired. They want to change. And he used to tell people the following idea on this pasuk. Yishamer lecha. Be careful. Shekol hisalu shetira etzel acherim kirtel asososo. You see somebody else doing something, right? They're more careful in their davening. They're doing something. They purchase a new garment. They're doing something that, and you say, you'll become jealous. You want to do that too. He says, you should be careful about that. Kim b'makom asher yivchar Hashem b'chad shivatech. One should grow on their level. Yishamer lecha pen tala olosecha b'chol makom asher tira. You see somebody else changing and growing, and you say, I want that too. Be careful. Maybe that's not for you. You want to grow? Awesome. You want to grow? Gevaldik. Amazing. But we need to change. We need to grow in our own way. Looking at other people to be inspired is great, but to choose their might be unsafe. So Hishamer lecha pen tala olosecha b'chol makom asher tira. Be careful about the ways that one grows. Ki b'makom asher yivchar Hashem b'chad shvatecha sham tala olosecha. One should look into themselves and use one's own personal strengths and to see, and character traits and what Hashem has given us. And from there, one should grow. Not from what one sees in other people. For inspiration, wonderful, but not what one chooses. So often, we look at other people and say, I need that. I need this. This is, if I only did what they are doing, then who says? One should look internally and grow internally, and that is the most healthy way to do it. And that's what the Belzer Rebbe used to warn his chassidim about. Hashem doesn't want their service in you. He wants you to grow on your own. I saw yesterday from Judah Michelle, who's been here many times, just came out with a beautiful sefer on the Chodesh Elul, Yom Nevi'im, and he writes that the word Ra, evil, is really an acronym for the words Rodef Atzmo. You're running away from yourself. Real evil is running away from yourself. looking at what other people do and what other people have, that's not healthy. That's not good. True growth, right? And true living is making that decision. I'm going to see, not running away from myself, but using what Hashem has given me and blessed me with, and using that in my own service of Hashem. So just to review today, it's great to be back. We discussed five beautiful ideas in our parsha. Number one was the Navi, the false prophet taking advantage of other people. That's the context of the false prophet. Pre-tzadik, using the klalos as brachos, Thomas Edison. We missed the train too. The train was part of it. So, acharei Hashem lokeich, we had the discussion, the machlokas, the discussion between the Imrei Emes and the Chafetz Chaim at Knesset Gedola, the Magid about giving tzedakah, being careful and being down the kafschus. And number five is from the Belzer Rebbe, not looking at other people, b'chol makom asher tireh, but looking, ki makom asher yivchar Hashem, Hashem wants us to serve Hashem the way Hashem made us. And that is the healthiest and best way to grow. Wish everybody a great day and a good Shabbos.
We're going to bench you 1 minute. Don't go because we have a minute. So please don't leave. Yeah, I think it's 1 minute. Don't forget, today's the last day to make the reservation for the breakfast on Sunday. So please do so. We got to